Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Saturday, May 6th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, You're on a Unique Assignment. Our text taken from the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 16. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness. Pastor Chris says, there are billions of people on earth today, and no two fingerprints are alike in the whole world. We're all uniquely gifted, blessed, and called of God. So let your joy be in fulfilling the calling that God has given you. You are on a unique assignment. Stay in the grace that God gave you, and no one can do it exactly like you. Think about Paul. He was an apostle to the Gentiles. That wasn't something fashionable in his day, but he celebrated his unique assignment. He said in Romans chapter 11 verse 13, I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office. He didn't wish to have been sent to the Jews. Peter had that. It's like Joshua too. Though he walked closely with Moses before Moses died, he understood the uniqueness of what God wanted him to do. In Joshua chapter 1, God said to him, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them. For unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. When Joshua got those marching orders, he understood that his assignment was unique from that of Moses. God had earlier told Moses, I want you to bring my people out of Egypt. Moses brought them out of captivity in Egypt, all right. But it was Joshua who took them into the land of promise and divided it for their inheritance. Have you established your unique assignment in that country, city, town, village, neighborhood, school, or office? Don't think you're there just like everyone else to do the same things they are all doing. Understand that you are on a unique assignment. Fulfill your purpose with poise. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I'm immensely grateful and excited about the uniqueness of my assignments in the earth. I fulfill my purpose in Christ and walk in preordained paths that you planned before the foundation of the world. That I may serve and live for you. Through me, your kingdom reigns and expands in the earth. And in the hearts of men, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Acts chapter 26, verse 16, Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 from the Amplified Classic. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, don't think you're there just like everyone else to do the same things they're all doing. Understand that you are on a unique assignment. Fulfill your purpose with poise. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.